I'm going to open up the public comment section before lunch here. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on a matter that's not on the agenda? Please come forward, Mr. Green.
Members of the board, Commissioner.
Mr. Green. Please state your name for the record.
Richard Green.
Thank you, sir.
Marshall Waterman has a at present anyway. I'm not sure. I know that was a petition that was circulating, whether it's been brought before the board, because I know this is probably the last meeting before the month, before next month. I wanted to request a two-week extension on hand scraping in James River. They have a petition. They have quite a bit of names on it, but they haven't brought it before the board as of yet. They should have been here. So it's no way, you know, because next month is already here. But I would like to request a two-week extension on hand scraping in James River, because we've already lost that much time just through the weather itself. Plus, this week, I don't think there's very few boats that already worked this week. And this is the only opportunity that I probably would have to put this before you, because February is upon us already.
Any questions or comments, Commission?
Mr. Green, your logic and reasoning for the two-week extension?
We've already had that much lost time due to weather. Plus, this whole week, I don't even think a boat's been out so far, maybe one or two boats. And actually, all we're getting back is the time that was originally allocated to us. So I don't think really we're gaining nothing, you know, as far as extra time upon this ground.
Any further discussion on the matter? Well, you got about 30 seconds to make a motion if somebody wants to do that.
I have a question.
Mr. Erskine.
Ms. Green, you mentioned the petition. What petition is that?
It's still requesting a two-week extension. I know it's down at Deep Creek, though. They had quite a few signatures on it. And I was kind of puzzled because I was telling somebody, I said, well, you need to get it down to the commission in order to be able to apply for it. So I don't know at what point in time. I know I can get these petitions for you at a later date and bring them to you, but I don't see anybody here today that was actually doing the petition themselves. That's the reason I'm requesting this, because it'll be too late after this.
Mr. Green, I've not seen a petition. I haven't even heard of one being circulated.
I don't think they brought it before the commission yet, because I don't think they're quite aware of the process that they needed to go through.
We're kind of used to seeing petitions in January annually on the same subject, but what happened this year, I haven't even heard of it.
Yeah,
Mr. Erskine, you have a question?
I know they had two different letters going out with signatures on it, but
Mr. Erskine?
So, Mr. Green, you're representing those?
Well, I'm going to represent everybody who's working in James Road, because I know they want the extension. So I will stand for the people dredging in James Road and request the two-week extension.
But just to be clear, you're the one requesting that, not the petition, because we don't have it. And
well, I don't have the petition. I've got to request it as of my own self.
Has staff been contacted, can I ask?
Not that I know of. Okay. Dr. Weston's shaking his head no.
I can't see him through the piling. Okay, thank you.
I can see him. He's shaking his head now.
Basically, all I'm requesting is the time that we actually had, because we've already lost probably that much time, if not more, through bad weather. This week, I don't even think a couple of boats have been here this week at all. And it's a long time between now and April with no paychecks coming in for a lot of these guys. And that's the blunt of it.
Thank you, Mr. Green.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for your decision.
Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to be heard on a matter that's not on the agenda? I will reopen the public comment period after lunch hour. We will reconvene. We will break for lunch now, and we will reconvene at 1:30.
AJ, just so you know, this area is a vast wasteland for eating opportunities.
A wasteland? Now, if I stop that that quote right there and just put quotes around it, this area is a vast wasteland.
We will reconvene the meeting now. Let the record reflect it is 1:35 here. I'm going to reopen the public comment period for anybody that has an issue to address the commission on a matter that's not on the agenda. Mr. Green?
That was a board commission's application.
Please go ahead.
Okay. I wish to request an extension for the hand scrape in the Virginia and James River. We're hoping to get at least another couple of weeks, mainly because of the inclement weather and different things and the time that's been lost. Basically, what they're going to be working is the time that was actually allocated to them to begin with, and therefore we're seeking an extension to try to at least regain the lost time back.
All right, this is reopened in that the petition you have brought forward here and has been...
The petition, the people were bringing it had the vehicle broke down, unfortunately. I knew they were supposed to be here, but...
Any questions from the commission? Does the presence of a petition change the dynamics with the commission?
I'd ask for staff's recommendation or suggestions or comments. Any comments from staff? Or no? I want them.
You know, when I go through a pretty elaborate public hearing process for setting seasons, and all the seasons are linked or set in to account for the stocks that are there, and we know that there are bad days factored into those. And we've had less bad days this year than in a lot of years. So, you know, if the condition had come back in December, and you could have had a public hearing and discussed it, but as far as there being an emergency now, it's pretty well known that this day was coming. I mean, I can show you graphs, and they're the same. You know, we have very small... Percentage-wise, we have a very, and I'll show them during the replenishment thing, very small fraction of the orchards are bigger than 3 inches of total orchards out there. And dredging is very hard on juvenile orchards. So in order to get the last few orchards extending that time period, you are hurting more of next year's crop than you would be if, you know, just to stop what we call it. And that's, it is diminishing returns on, again, and I would like to show it in the replenishment time because, you know, it's very large stocks coming for next year, so no reason to hurt them.
As a follow-up,
yeah. Ms. Herson,
how long has the area been open?
3 months. It'll be 3 months.
So
that's the longest area that we have in the state.
Right. So at the end of, we're talking about the end of January.
Yeah. It's November, December, and January.
It will have been open for 3 months. And and one follow-up is the Friday, the Monday through Friday.
Yeah, the Fridays were off in November and December, but it's been back in.
Back in.
Yeah.
It's in January.
In January.
But on November and December, it was still Friday was off. Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Green, I have a quick question for you. Yeah. How has the harvest been this season in the James?
It's been pretty good. James River hasn't had a large amount of boats down there this year. Most of the boats have been spread out in other areas. So it's been pretty good. They still catch the limit every day. Most people in the creek by, you know, arsenic is still very good. Plus, we had a four-day week for this whole season. And we have missed some time. I know we've missed at least a week about of weather. And this week, I think this week is going to be a bad week totally because ain't hardly nobody working because of the storm, inclement weather outside. If nothing, at the worst, I would at least like the season ends on a Tuesday next week. At least get that week in, maybe another week. That wouldn't even be a whole 2 weeks. Would that be about 13 days, you know? It's a very reasonable request.
Well, I'll repeat what I said earlier. If anybody wants to make a motion, now's the time to do it. Sorry, Mr. Green, I don't see a motion.
Nobody wants to make a motion.
The chair cannot.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, anyway.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to address the commission during the public comment session here that's on a subject not on the agenda?
My name is Scott Wavell. I'm here. I'd like to request the commission to think about possibly creating a shucking license smaller than the smallest shucking license there is currently for active watermen. because the smallest shucking license is less than 1,000 gallons, correct? I would like to see one made possibly less than 250 gallons or less than 500 gallons so commercial watermen can shuck their own product. This year, I have undertaken that project, and I'm currently working on a gallon or two a week, maybe 50 to 100 gallons a year, if that. At $500 for my license, which is just a user fee, I'm pretty much doing it for a hobby at this point just to satisfy other people. But I believe it would help small business in Virginia if you would make a smaller license, possibly without the user fee, attach it to our dredge fees. Because right now I am paying a $300 user fee to catch oysters, a $500 user fee to process oysters, and a $100 user fee to buy oysters. That's just a user fee, so that don't include new licenses. I believe in the interest of small business, you should highly consider something for 2018, especially with license fees on the rise.
Those fees are established in code by the General Assembly, but I'll tell you what, Scott, I think this would be a perfectly good thing to take to the Shellfish Management Advisory Committee and get them discussing a matter and see if there is a path forward.
Yep. Also, I have a little bit to say about the oyster replenishment program that's getting ready to be talked about later.
Would you save that until we get to that matter on the agenda?
Well, it's about last year's, really.
Well, why don't we save that, and we can have all the discussion that we want about replenishment when that comes up on the agenda. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to discuss a matter with the commission that's something that's not on the agenda?
My name is Tim Wyville. Last week, I had a little dealing with officers. They wrote out, I'm offshore fishing, right? They come and say, I got nets within 3 miles, no net, no buoy, or gill net licenses. I'm 10, 12 miles offshore. I mean, we still ain't got it solved yet, but there's a 7 to 9 mile discrepancy here. But this just shouldn't even occur.
Well, outside of 3 miles is federal waters here, but many of the Marine police officers are deputized as federal agents, so this may be...
But they say I'm inside 3 miles. They're getting their machine, they say, calibrated now. I mean, I can pull the chip out of my machine. We can put a laptop. Shows where I am every day.
Okay.
And I'm well outside 3 miles. I mean, I think I know what it occurred. But, I mean, I've been stopped by the office twice. Nobody's there. Because I looked on the plotter the next day, and the territorial sea line, I'm right inside of it, and I think they're mistaken that line for the three-mile line. I don't know, but, I mean, it shouldn't even occur. I don't want your officers getting in trouble. It's just,
right.
I mean, it's oversea, but another thing that bothers me is, what if something happened? That day when they're out there and they called in where they were, what if the boat was taken on water? They're 10 miles offshore and they're going to be looking for them 3 miles. This is a safety issue for anybody, me, them, or, I mean, I don't think it should have happened, but I don't understand how it did.
Okay. We have the brass of Virginia Marine Police in the room here, so they're hearing exactly what you're saying.
They do a job. I don't want to do it. I do a good job at it, too. But I don't understand how this happened. But
okay. My advice is to discuss the matter with them. We're really not in a position here on the commission to do something.
I called them 4 times last 2 days, and phone rang, nobody answered. But been there twice last week. The office locked up. I mean, it's hard to get up there.
The branch office.
What?
The branch office in Belhaven.
Yep.
Yeah, officers are out on the water is what's happening there. The chief and the deputy chief are present in this building here. You can call them at any point.
All right, thanks.
I mean, what would you like the commission to do?
No, I'm not just concerned. I mean, I don't know if it's because of knowledge, I just don't understand or what. I mean, that's a lot of distance there. I mean, I see people losing their license over less than a quarter mile. We're talking 7 to 9 miles difference. I mean, that's a range that shouldn't happen.
When you get a chance, would you please discuss the matter with the chief and the deputy chief, please? Thank you, sir. Is anybody else in the audience who wishes to address the commission in public comment period? Seeing none, the public comment period is closed, and we are moving on in the agenda here.